Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hello, it's Andy Peters here, welcoming you to the very latest Hot or Not podcast, where we've got all the best bits from Monday the 13th of October's show. Doctor Who star Noel Clarke joins us on this week's Hotcast to reveal, well, what it's like to be on posters all around the country. Charles Gant delivers the Heat verdict on the new Coen's film Burn after reading, and as usual, there's a mystery year for you to guess in the rewind. All of that, plus our exclusive competition that's only open to the Hotcast subscribers. So that, by default, is you. So you've made the effort to download the podcast. Here comes some beautiful stuff.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Right, time to welcome back this week's special guest. Actor, writer, producer, director, and the multi-talented man behind the hit British film Kidulthood and its sequel, Adulthood. See what he did there? It's out on DVD today. Will you please welcome to Hot or Not, Noel Clarke. Hey, man, you all right?
I'm very good, thank you.
I thought you were very good on honker hits.
Oh, cheers. I practiced my honking relentlessly when we were...
Do you know what you do in the privacy of your own home is of no business of ours. Okay, now, I've been looking back at your career because you are a marvel, a blinking marvel. You've done so much, which is really good. A producer, a director, a writer. Yep. You wrote an episode of Torchwood, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
2 years ago.
Yes, indeed.
But you've been in Casualty,
yes.
Holby City,
yes.
A Touch of Frost.
Yes.
You did 14 episodes of Our Wiedersehen, Pet.
Yeah, I loved it, yeah.
But the most impressive thing on your CV for me...
is?
The Bill. Because everybody I interview who's an actor has been in The Bill.
Everyone's been
and you
in
think
the
I'm
Bill.
Joking. They have.
And do you know who was in my episode with me?
No.
If anyone can dig it out, Reggie Yates.
He wasn't.
Reggie Yates. Reggie Yates was in my episode with me. We were the two boys. We were best friends in that episode. Whenever that was.
I tell you, it was in 2000.
Yeah.
Oh my. I mean, you've done so much. Which facet of your life do you enjoy the most? Being the director, the producer, which bit?
Probably between acting and directing.
Right.
I would love them sort of equally. Writing as well, but because it's so solitary when you're actually doing it, sometimes it can be a bit like, do you know what I mean? But when you're on set and it's happened and you're there and you're doing it, the acting and now the directing obviously enables me to be like some sort of overlord. So I kind of like that, you know.
What about Doctor Who? Because obviously Doctor Who was a huge opportunity for you to become, a face known to everybody.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
You know, quite a few episodes. Would you ever go back?
If the stories were right and the scripts were right and if they wanted me back and everything fell into place and it was all right then sure I'd have no problem with that, but if one of those factors wasn't right then I wouldn't, because I've got other things going on too.
So just very quickly, I know you've got to go, Doctor Who, if they offered you the part of the Doctor, would you take it?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, really.
Sorry, yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
No, I mean, they wouldn't anyway.
But you'd be a black doctor.
Yeah, but, you know, I've been in there already, so it'd be better for some. It'd be you to do it, maybe.
To be, I can. Let me be the one that marches forward.
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Roll on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5:30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
It's rewind time right now on this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm describing through a past edition of Heat magazine. Now, remember, if you're listening to the enhanced version, you'll have some extra picture clues on your screen now as well. So, on the cover of the magazine, world exclusive, Nikki, I'm so sorry. But who's she saying sorry to? I regret talking about our sex life. I want us to be friends again. That's what she had to say. On the inside, there's I'll start with the pictures here. There's some pictures of Victoria Beckham's boobs. In fact, it's like a photo love story of Victoria Beckham's boobs. There's lots of them. It's dark. It's quite funny. She's so brown. She literally, Victoria is as brown as I am. That's amazing. So pictures of Victoria Beckham. Gary Barlow also makes it into this week's edition of Heat. I used to smoke 15 spliffs a day and my weight went up to 16 and a half stone. Now, of course, he models for Marks and Spencer, which is really rather good. Ulrika Johnson showing a little bit more than we'd like to see of Ulrika Johnson at a movie premiere or some random event that she'd pop to on the 25th of September, I can tell you. And also in this edition of Heat magazine, well, it's something that Heat do so well. What were they thinking? It's people dressed badly. If you've got the enhanced version, you see this is the benefit. Jordan wearing just the most hideous dress I've ever seen. Jane Kitt, who, let's be honest, I can't even remember her being in Big Brother, but she's there. And also Victoria Hervey. It's a lace disgrace, it says here. Very funny. I love this magazine. So, those were the stories making the headlines in Heat in a year gone past. But have you figured out the year? If not, have a little think and I'll tell you later in the podcast.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
This is Heat.
It's Monday night. You're listening to Hot or Not, the essential guide to the world of entertainment and celebrity. My name's Andy Peters. Hello. Thanks for tuning in. Every week on the show, we take a look at the cinema's big releases. What are the movies you're going to want to watch? Well, there's only one man that can help us make that decision. No, not Barry Norman. Even better than that. He is the Heat magazine film editor, Charles Gant. Charles, good evening.
Good evening.
Right. So what's the name of the movie? Well, I know the name of the movie because I'm actually quite excited.
Burn After Reading, which is the new film by the Coen brothers.
Right, okay. I just moved over there to get my cup of tea. So it's got some major stars in, hasn't it?
Yeah, how about this? It's got George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and also, P.S., it's got Frances McDormand, Tilda Swinton and John Malkovich, who we care about equally, honestly. And basically, Brad Pitt and Frances McDormand are these idiotic people who work in a gym.
Yeah.
And they get hold of a computer disc, which they believe is going to be their ticket to their fortune.
Right.
And they try and blackmail the guy who owns the disc, and that's John Malkovich, who is a former spy.
Right.
And meanwhile, John Malkovich's wife, Tilda Swinton, is having an affair with George Clooney, and it all links up in the end.
Okay.
And it's a dark comedy.
So basically, the clip I'm about to play, will that help at all?
No, but play it anyway.
Who are you? The CIA? NSA? Your military? Who do you work for? Who do you work for? Who are you?
I'm just... Linda Litsky.
Now, I mean, yeah, you're right. In isolation, it probably really doesn't help. But, I mean, great cast. I mean, to have George Clooney and Brad Pitt in the film together, that in itself must mean this is a big budget movie.
Yeah, I mean... Coen brother movies never like massively big budget, but I think the thing about them is that every actor in Hollywood wants to work with them. Mm. You know, in a way, they're sort of like the new Woody Allen, whereas, you know, 20 years ago, everybody wanted to work for Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Now everybody wants to work for the Coen brothers. And Clooney's made 3 movies with them, and now he's kind of roped in his Ocean's 11
buddies,
buddy, Brad Pitt. And, you know, it's a very funny film. It's a darkly comedic. However, you know, FYI, absolutely nothing to care about in this film.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, don't go in expect. I mean, the Coen brothers, that's pretty typical for them, actually. I mean, you know, they're mischievous.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. They don't take anything seriously. Most of their characters are idiots, and that's even more so in this film.
Okay. It's the question we're all waiting for you to answer. Burn After Reading, hot or not?
Andy, Burn After Reading, it's hot.
This is Heat.
Competition time now on the Hotcast, where this week we've got a plethora of prizes for you to win, including a signed copy of Adulthood from our special guest Noel Clark, spoof comedy superhero movie, The Waiting Room starring Ralph Little, Smallville Series 7, The Tudors Series 2, Boston Legal Series 4, great show, Las Vegas Series 5, Cosby Show Series 3, Katie Brand's Big Ass Show Series 1, Big Love Series 1, Sarah Silverman's Jesus Is Magic DVD, new albums from Keen, Boyzone and Tilly on the Wall, books by Bear Grylls, Gokwan, Tony Hawks, Harry Hill and David Walliams, and goodie bags from the new films The Rocker and Igor. So to win our special Hotcast competition exclusively, all you've got to do is answer this question. Which TV star was in the same episode of The Bill as Noel? Oh, it's a toughie. It's a toughie. He named that person. That person was also in Doctor Who. So which TV star was in the same episode as The Bill as Noel was in? If you think you know or you'd like to have a wild guess, all you've got to do is send an email to studio@heatworld.com with your answer and your contact details, and you could be our very latest Hotcast competition winner. Good luck.
Do it. Check it out. Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.
It's Andy on the radio. This is Hot or Not, Monday the 13th of October. Did you have a nice day? Was it school? Was it the office? Or was it just a sneaky little Skype? Whatever you're doing, I hope you're relaxing right now and enjoying the show. As I just said to Julian from Heat Magazine, I have the number of somebody in the X Factor house. Now, I'm not sure they're going to answer. I've put their number onto the screen. I press dial. And hopefully, at the end of this phone, will be somebody from the X Factor. But who will it be? Okay, that's the ringing phone. We now have
Hello,
is that Marvin?
Yes.
Marvin, you're live on the radio with me, Andy Peters. Good evening, how are you?
I'm all right, Mr. Peters, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much, Marvin. Now, Marvin, listen, I promised a friend of yours when I phoned you I wouldn't make fun of your haircut, but I would like to start with your haircut, because if you don't know which one Marvin is, he's in the band JVC or TLC or whatever they're called, but he's the one with the comedy haircut.
The dodgy hairdo, the one, you know, everyone says, when are you going to get your hair finished? I ain't got time, you know what I mean?
Listen, from one brother to another, Austin, down Balham High Road, he's very good.
You know what? Austin's standing right next to you playing this bloody harmonica thing.
Okay.
Really, a little bit of the harmonica, mate.
Okay, now, hang on. Oi, Marvin.
Sorry. Sorry, Andy. I'm going to go away because he's annoying me.
Now. Exactly. I was going to say, is this what we've got to look forward to on this week's X Factor? Someone playing the harmonica? I think I'll wash my hair.
You just keep walking. We're just on set at the moment shooting a video for this charity singer that we've done, and Austin's just annoying everyone with his bloody harmonica.
Okay.
But anyway.
Now, you're a quarter of JLS.
That's right, yeah.
You've all been working hard. Now, in tomorrow's Heat magazine, there's a little story about Aston that he used to be in the TV show Fun Song Factory.
That's correct, yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he was Cookie, I think. That was his name. You know what? I want to give him some stick, but I've never actually seen it. So I don't know how sort of cheesy and, you know, how sort of...
I've got the picture in front of me. It's cheesy. But more importantly, he was in Panto with the Crankies once. That really needs teasing. Now, listen, right?
You mentioned Heat as well, Andy. Don't forget that we want to do Torso of the Week at some point.
Oh, leave it with me? Because I've been on the cover of Men's Health. I know about these things.
That would be our absolute... That's the only reason why we're doing X Factor, is to be Torso of the Week in Heat.
Shall I tell you, I'm going to make that happen for you.
That would be great, please.
Probably for within the next 2 weeks.
Okay, cool. What they'll get, they'll get four for the price of one.
Well,
usually there's only one, but if you can get sort of all four of us, you know.
Can I just say, having worked with Take That for many years, you're going to regret doing the four for the price of one deal. This ain't Sainsbury's buy one, get one free, you know. three for two, you're getting it all wrong. Marvin, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to answer your phone unannounced.
No worries.
Very good of you.
You know what, I don't usually answer block calls, but I thought... You know what, I had a feeling it could be Mr. Peters.
Well, honestly, if it happens again at the same time next week, it's probably me again wanting to say congratulations one more time. All right. Marvin, take it easy. See you later.
All right, cheers. Bye, mate.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Sandy on the radio. Noel Clark, my special guest, is still here in the studio. And
hello.
He's about to... Hello!
Doesn't Akon feature on everybody's songs?
Do you know, I have to say, convict. he is. If I made a song, I'd have to do an Akon version.
Well, there's always an Akon version.
There's always an Akon version. And if your song's not doing too well, there's a Freemasons remix. Honestly, everybody has a Freemasons remix. Yeah. Beyonce literally owes her whole life to those.
Yeah.
Anyway, so listen, Noel, I know you've got a guy, I said that before, and you're like chomping at the bit. I'm going to give you some stuff. You just got to tell me if you think it's hot or not and why.
Yeah.
Quite simply. So I could say Doctor Who geeks.
Yeah, hot.
Why?
Because they like the show and the show likes them, and, you know, we're appreciative for that. And without them, the show wouldn't have been a hit.
True, very true. What about being in charge of your own film?
Hot. Because hot, because I mean, you know, you get to have a real creative say in what's going on and what happens, and I think everybody kind of wants to bring their own vision, and that's what you get to do when you're in charge.
Yeah. Okay. The independent newspaper.
Hot.
because
they like me, man, and I like them too. That's my paper, actually. I read it a lot.
I did a thing in it last week or week before.
I did an article. I got you beat. I did an article. Not only did an article, but the week before I did an article, I was voted as their one of the most
20 of the most influential people in British cinema.
Yeah.
Well, I beat you, because the day I was in it, Reggie and Lenny Henry were on the same page as me.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
British cinema in 2008.
Not.
Oh.
because I don't think enough films have really broken through or been as fresh as they could be. I think we're still doing things that we've done over and over again, and I think with the exception of a couple of films, we need to really start doing new and exciting stuff. So hopefully 09 will be a better year.
Do you think it's because of money that we just, you know,
partly, yeah. I mean, the budgets aren't here. I mean, over here, 5 million would be considered high budget.
Yeah.
You know, in America, they'd laugh you that. They'd give you take out the wallet and give you the money and say, go and make your film, go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But over here, that's high budget. So it's partly budget, but you can do creative things on low budgets. You know, our films are both low budget and, you know, we've done all right, I think.
But also, the other thing is when you're in America, to film in America is so much easier than it is to film in Great Britain. If you wanted to close Oxford Street today, it wouldn't happen in this country. Yet, I've been in America so many times when they've just shut Times Square because a movie needs to be made. They just shut the street and that's it.
We should petition to Boris.
Look, Noel, you've been an absolute star. Thank you very much
for having me.
Adulthood is out on DVD now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
So, did you guess this week's Rewind podcast year? Come on, it wasn't even as if it was that hard. It wasn't that long ago. It was October the 13th, 2006.
Heat Radio.
And here's some exclusive bits from Noel Clark that you didn't hear on air.
This is Heat.
So tell me firstly, I mean, I've seen so many posters around town for the new movie, i.e. DVD.
Sure.
It's obviously quite a big thing, DVD releases now as well.
Yeah, I guess so, because, I mean, you know, a lot of sales now come through DVD because I think almost everyone has a DVD player, and sometimes a lot of people would rather see it on DVD in the privacy or their own home, or because they've got kids and they can't get out than go to the cinema, so it can be equally as profitable.
And I looked at one of your posters this morning. What's Blu-ray?
Blu-ray is a new kind of...
Sorry, can you hear my producer laughing? Because I have no idea. I just saw the post, it says DVD and Blu-ray. And I'm honestly sitting in this traffic jam at Vauxhall going, what's Blu-ray? What's Blu-ray?
Blu-ray is a sort of HD, high-def DVD with, like, holds a lot more information. And you remember, like, years ago, there was a sort of VHS Betamax war. There was a high-def DVD war between Blu-ray and HD DVD, and Blu-ray won.
Right.
And it was made by
Sony.
The people that, PlayStation 3s and stuff. And now that's won. And so that's the one that's taken over. So we're on Blu-ray as well.
So can I play, there'll be so many people listening who will be in the same position as me.
Yes.
Can I play Blu-ray on my DVD player?
Not on a regular DVD player.
You have to have a Sony PlayStation.
No, you have to have a Blu-ray player. They do sell Blu-ray players now.
Right.
But your regular DVDs will play on your Blu-ray player, so you don't have to start replacing everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
So tell me, how did the sequel to Kid Adulthood come about?
The sequel came about because the first one came out and did quite well, and but I thought some sections of the media were kind of saying, oh, hoodie film and another kid dies in this film, and it's sort of, you know, it's all negative. And that was never the idea. The idea was that if you behave like this could happen to you. And because I thought maybe some people interpreted the message wrong, or maybe it wasn't clear enough, I don't know, but I'm fueled by doubters and stuff like that. So I kind of got annoyed. I was like, right, I'm going to write another one. And this time the message will be clear.
Yeah.
And you won't actually be able to go. It's unclear. It will be clear. And I wrote it. And then Pathé wanted to do it. And the film council wanted to do it. And then they said, why don't you direct it?
And so you did.
So I did.
What pays the most? Sorry, I know that's probably off subject, but I'd just like to know.
Well, for me so far, it would be acting. Because done that for so long.
Yeah. People say, oh, producing, don't worry about that. Just be in the... It wasn't in front of that camera.
Yeah.
The bills are paid.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So is there going to be a third, do you think? A third film in the series?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Because I think the story's done. I think the completion of the story's done. We showed... you know, we showed how you can pull positivity out of negative environments and situations. Mm-hmm. And I think the story is being told. And I think the best thing that could happen for anyone who's inspired or wants to write as well, you know, who's maybe living in the sort of area that I grew up in or where the films are based, is for something different to come out. Because then it shows that them in 10 years time, they can go to a meeting and go, I've written this. And then people aren't expecting them to hand a script about an estate. But they can go, I've done something different. And then they can go, well, is that possible? And they look back and say, well, Noel Clark did something different on his third film. Yeah. So, you know, as opposed to them just having to write the same thing all the time.
So what do you do next? I mean, is it Hollywood next?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, if people come calling, then they come calling. There's been talks about various projects that I'm involved with. And, you know, we should be filming something next year. But obviously, I never talk about things. I just like to get them done.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Okay, that's it for this week's Hot or Not Hotcast. Don't forget, Hot or Not is back this Monday evening on Heat Radio from 7 p.m. when we'll have more great music and all the very latest celebrity gossip.
Go. The Hot or Not podcast is available every week from heatradio.com. Catch the 2-hour radio show with Andy Peters, Mondays from 7 p.m. But before then, get a bigger celebrity fix. We're on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.